This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Let Joy keep you company online. joy.org.au. Wherever you are.
Have you ever met anyone who doesn't love music? Anyone who isn't moved by music? Some say love is the universal language. It isn't. Many people never experience love, and music is the universal language, the one medium that can transcend all boundaries, awaken the imagination, and bring great joy. Somebody who's doing that for a lot of people who are in a disadvantaged situation is the ACMF founder, which stands for Australian Children's Music Foundation, Don Spencer. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
You've started this foundation around about 7 years ago because for your love of music and the fact that public schools aren't doing music as much. Tell us all about your foundation.
I did start it because music was a tremendous advantage to me as I was growing up from a reasonably difficult situation, and music is absolute food for the imagination, and obviously we need imagination if we want to change our circumstances or in any walk of life. Imagination's a wonderful thing to have in order to get the best out of yourself. So what happened was, as I was doing lots of children's concerts and travelling around Australia, I more and more realised that the actual figure is that 75% of public schools in Australia don't have a specialised music teacher anymore. And once upon a time, every school had a music teacher. And music is not just a little byproduct of life, it's a very fundamental part of our lives, and it's something that is of great importance. It helps in a variety of ways. It even helps your learning capacity. People who study music have been proven to be better at other subjects as well, because the way it works within the brain, it extends you. So, but basically, I didn't do it from an intellectual point of view as much as the fact that I figured that if music helped me when I was a young kid, then maybe I could do the same for some other young kid somewhere. So the whole idea is to encourage children to participate in music, and it helps their creativity and imagination, and it stimulates learning. It's great for self-esteem. It's good for discipline. It does cover all boundaries. What you said early on was a saying that I devised about the fact it is the universal language, and it does eliminate prejudice in so many areas, because once you start playing music with people, you don't really care whether what the background is or who they are. You just get along because music is a great common link. So there are lots of different advantages to music, and funnily enough, if I may, I'll just give you a quote. One of my inspirational sort of quotes when I kicked this off was a quote by Plato thousands of years ago, said, "I would teach children music, physics and philosophy, but most importantly music, for in the patterns of music and all the arts are the keys of learning." You know, it's been around for a long time, so I haven't exactly come up with anything too original. Just that I decided to really apply it. And we work in juvenile justice centres where most of those kids have been terribly abused and had a terrible start to their lives, and they end up in institutions, and music's one way to give them a chance to see that they're not useless, that they can do things, and they've got the capacity that other children have, but they haven't had the opportunity. And we work in Indigenous areas. We work and provide instruments. We provide free instruments for all these areas and free teaching. And we're getting absolutely wonderful results. In fact, got a letter 3 or 4 days ago from a teacher in the Northern Territory, from a headmaster, the principal they call them these days, and their attendance rate at school has jumped up to 96% because of the kids who are attending music, which means they're also attending other classes. So it's a phenomenal attendance rate in that area. So that's how it works.
You've taken all my questions away from me.
Oh, mate, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
You can ask me what the weather's like. It's good.
That's pretty much in a nutshell what it is. I first come across your organisation because fasterlouder.com.au were getting bands to paint backstage while they're waiting to go on, and then my understanding is they auction off those items and then they raise money for your organisation.
It's wonderful of them too. They're a great organisation, and it was a terrific initiative. You know, they came to us. I didn't even know about them. So that's one of the really gratifying things, Paul, that's happening, is that people hear about what we're doing and then they come to us and say, can we help? And it's just wonderful when they do that, it really is.
You're raising money, but the money goes towards buying instruments as well?
Yes. Well, we get as many instruments given to us as we can. We have pretty fair capacity for just getting hold of instruments from companies or anything that's a bit scratch. We get them at a very cheap rate, and There are some very kind people out there, wholesalers and importers, who have helped us tremendously. And I think we've distributed well in excess of $400,000 worth of instruments so far. We haven't been going that long, so we've had help, obviously, from people to do that. We haven't actually had to buy all of these instruments. And yeah, we do things like a school burnt down in New South Wales a year or two ago, and we just raced around and got all the instruments replaced by importers and different people who were very kind. So that's the way we work.
You recently had the launch for the National Songwriting Competition.
Yes. Any kid at school, from any school, can write about anything. They can do instrumentals, classical, they can do pop, they can do hip-hop, rap, any sort of music, and we get thousands of entries. There's over $30,000 worth of prizes, but all the prizes are in the form of musical instruments for the winners, and the school also gets equipment, or they can have lessons, but it all has to be for music. They don't get cash, they get the value in music, and the good percentage, 14 or 16, because all different age groups, so there's lots of different areas, and we don't put the 5-year-olds against the 18-year-olds. And then at the moment, the culmination is in the winning sort of 14 or 16 in different categories get to have their music performed at the Sydney Festival, which was with a symphony orchestra and the Australian Youth Choir and a wonderful conductor, George Ellis, that conducts it. And if they can sing their own song, they sing with the orchestra. And if they're not actual performers, we get well-known performers to perform the songs for them. So it's a wonderful concert. So it's growing in that. We also have experiences. They get a chance to get their songs produced by professionals. And we've got a lot of people who help us in the music business, from studios and songwriters and producers. And it's growing every year quite immensely. So, which is great, and it's all to encourage, again, what I said earlier, creativity and imagination, two pretty important things we need in this troubled world we live in, so it's a wonderful competition.
Fantastic. Get yourself across to acmf.com.au, and got a brilliant website there. They've got everything, all their partners and sponsors. I was just noticing that you've got the Wiggles on board.
Oh, yes, they've been wonderful supporters, absolutely fabulous. They're great guys, and they come to our ball every year and play, and they've contributed money towards us, and I'll tell you an interesting thing you might like to know, in case you don't know. Brendan Nelson, who's resigning from politics, has come on as a board member. But we're not politically aligned in any area. We're non-political, non-religious. We're just not anti, just non, you know what I mean?
Yes. Every contribution that you make to ACMF will truly make a difference in the lives of disadvantaged and Indigenous children and youth throughout Australia. Get yourself across to acmf.com.au. Don Spencer, founder of ACMF, thank you so much for joining us here. Enjoy. Hope it all goes well.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your time and thanks very much, mate. I really appreciate it, Paul. Take care.
Bringing a whole new meaning to community. Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.